As you know by now very well, that the theme of our camp is to hasten the Lord's return.
相信你已经好知道，我哋呢个营嘅主题咧，系催促主嘅再来。
And it's time for us to consider, is there something we can do to hasten His coming?
而时间已经到啦，我哋应该谂下，究竟我哋有冇啲嘢可以做，可以催促主嘅再来咧？
Or as we saw the other day, is it simply that that day is fixed and we just have to wait until whenever it is, it happens?
因为好似我哋嗰日所谂嘅，嗰日已经系预定咗噶啦，我哋净系喺度等嗰日嚟嘅啫。
So that day and that month and that year is all fixed. In this case, all we have to do, like some Christians do, is to try to predict what that day might be in God's eternal counsel.
因为咧年月日已经预定咗嘅话，就好似有啲基督徒喺度去推测咧，究竟嗰日系边一日咧
？I've known some Christians who have predicted this day or that day to be the one when the Lord will come。
我知道有啲基督徒咧，佢哋系预测咧边一日主咧系会再翻嚟。
And when I was preaching in the Kwun Tong Church, you'll remember I mentioned an incident that happened not so long ago in Korea.
我在觀塘那裡講到的時候，我曾經提過一件事在韓國發生，
Which was even on international news.
而在國際的報告也有報告到的，新聞報告。
This church in Korea had already discovered, according to them, that the Lord was arriving that day, which was it when in October or September, I don't remember. And they said exactly that day, and they were all waiting for the Lord's return.
呢間韓國嘅教會咧，佢哋係直情咧預測咗主咧，我都唔記得咗係十月或者十一月啦，就喺嗰一日主會再翻嚟。
This was last year, 1992.
就係舊年1992年。
And of course, they were disappointed.
當然咧，佢哋好失望。
Worse than that, they also disgraced the name of the Lord.
而更加弊嘅咧，佢哋就羞辱咗主嘅名。
They make the church look ridiculous in the eyes of the world.
佢哋令到呢個教會咧喺世人眼中變為好可笑。
But they were working with this idea, you see, that that particular day is fixed. This is the usual thing.
但因为他们有一个概念，就是主再回来这一天已经定了。
Now we can know approximately when the Lord is returning, but certainly not which day.
我们可以大约知道主几时回来，但不是某一天。
Some people calculate in this way.
有些人就这样去计算。
When you look at the Bible and you calculate the generations, 世世代代, you count it back,From Adam, back to Adam, then many figure that the time when Adam was made was around 4004 BC.、
Mm-hmm. 有啲人咧就睇聖經啦，佢哋咧就翻翻係一路咁樣數啲世世代代數到亞當，大概咧係4040年公元之前。
And then they see that the Lord Jesus was born around 4 or 5 BC as well, 4000 years later.
咁咧，而主耶穌嘅出世咧，就係四千年之後嘅，就係公元前四或者五年。
And then they see that if you go on this calculation, then 1996 or 1995 will also be 4 or 5 years before the next significant period.
而你咁樣計法嘅時候咧，佢哋就計到1996年或者1995年咧，亦都係嗰4000年咧。在未到一个最重要的时间之前。
Because that adds up to 6,000 years already. 4,000 BC and 2,000 after the time of Christ. That's 6,000 years.
因为这样夹埋呢，就大约是有6,000年了。
And then there is the 1,000 year for the millennium, and we have a 7,000 year perfect number.
而加埋1,000年的千禧年呢，我们就会有7,000年，这个呢是一个 完美的数目字。
So this figure looks quite convincing.
而这个数目字呢好像又挺可信的。
And if that's the case, then none of us have to worry about 1997.
如果真的这样，我们不用担心1997了。
Because by 1995, the Lord may already have come.
因为呢1995年主已经回来了。
So what do you think about this?
那你怎么想呢？
One has to say it is a possibility.
我们一定要说有这样的可能性。
Even the Jewish Bible scholars agree.That there could be this 7,000-year cycle.
就算啲猶太聖經學者咧，佢哋都同意可能有一個7,000年呢一個嘅循環。
And they are certainly not Christians, so they believe it for other reasons.
而佢哋當然唔係基督徒啦，佢哋因為其他原因咁樣相信。
There are other ways to calculate.
亦都有其他方法去計算。
Another way that is to calculate is that the 40-year period is very important in the history of Israel.
而另外一個方法咧，就係因為嗰四十年呢一個年期咧，對於以色列嘅歷史嚟講係好重要嘅。
For example, the very important 40-year period in the wilderness.
例如咧，就喺嗰四十年喺曠野嘅日子。
According to which the Lord spent 40 days in the wilderness, corresponding to that period.
而主耶穌亦都因為咁樣咧，佢係喺曠野嗰度有四十日啦。
This 40 number applies not so much to the whole world, but only to Israel.
而呢個四十咧，唔係話對於全世界都咁重要，但係咧對於以色列嚟講係好重要。
Now Israel was established as a state in 1948.
而以色列咧成為一個國家咧，就係1948年嘅時候。
That is why in 1988, many people were wondering what's going to happen.
所以咧到1988年嘅時候，好多人就諗啦，究竟有咩會發生咧
？Well, a few important things happened, but not the Lord's return.
當然有一幾樣重要嘢係發生咗，但係唔係主嘅再來。
The question is, where do you count the 40 from? Was it from the establishing of the state of Israel or from some other date?
咁所以咧個問題係你幾時啊開始計嗰四十年咧？係由以色列立國啊，抑或係邊一個時間咧
？Now many noticed that Jerusalem was not part of Israel.
有好多人咧就留意到耶路撒冷咧就唔係以色列嘅一部分。
Because in 1948, when Israel took that piece of land, they could not take Jerusalem, which was still held by the Arabs.
Because in 1948, Israel could not take Jerusalem, which was still held by the Arabs.
And so the Jews felt that an Israel without Jerusalem is not a true Israel.
So the Jews felt that an Israel without Jerusalem is not a true Israel.
It's really like a body with no head.
就好似一個身體冇咗個頭咁。
And they determined to take back Jerusalem, but they didn't know how.
所以佢哋決心咧要攞翻耶路撒冷，雖然唔知道點樣做。
In 1967, their chance came.
喺1967年咧，佢哋嘅機會嚟啦。
In 1967, that was the year they took Jerusalem.
喺1967年嘅時候咧，佢哋就攞翻耶路撒冷。
In an amazingly short and decisive battle with almost no damage to the old city, they took it.
一個好奇妙啊！一個好短嘅戰役咧，差唔多對嗰個城市冇乜摧毀咧，佢哋攞翻耶路撒冷。
Because some people were very afraid that in the fierce battle, the whole old city of Jerusalem would be destroyed.
因為有啲人就好怕，如果喺一個咧好激烈嘅戰役裏邊咧，呢個舊嘅城市咧會被摧毀。
But one could say that God handed Jerusalem back to Israel with virtually no damage at all.
但係我哋可以講神咧，即係將呢個耶路撒冷交翻出嚟，差唔多係冇損毀咁樣。
That in itself.Was a miracle.
對於嗰個事嘅本身咧，已經係個奇蹟嚟。
Now, if we count our 40 years from 1967, where does that take us?
如果我哋咧由1967年開始計嗰四十年咧，我哋會去到邊咧
？That will take us to the year 2007, of course.
咁我哋就會去到咧2007年。
Now, which figure do you think is more likely?
嗱，你哋覺得咧邊一個數字係會高啲機會咧？
Do you think 1995 or 2007?
你會覺得1995啊，抑或2007咧
？You know, maybe both are right.
可能兩個都啱噶。
It all depends on whether the Lord's return will be hastened or not, doesn't it?
呢個全視乎咧，究竟主嘅再來會唔會我哋催促咗佢
？You see, the Lord in His wisdom makes it very difficult for us to calculate.
因為主咧喺佢嘅智慧裏邊咧，係令到我哋好難咧去計算。
We can use His words。
我哋可以用佢嘅説話。
We can look at the facts round about us。
我哋可以睇下周圍發生嘅事實。
And we can, from the Word of God, compare this fact and this fact, and both are right。
我哋可以咧用主嘅説話同發生嘅事咧一齊去比較，我哋覺得咦兩樣都啱。
It simply shows us that the Lord could come sooner or later。
咁就話咗俾我哋聽，其實主可以快啲，或者可以遲啲先翻。
A lot of it rests upon us.
好多咧都係在乎我哋。
Throughout the Bible, the Lord leaves an important amount of responsibility upon His people.
喺整個聖經裏邊咧，其實神咧係將一個好重要嘅責任咧交咗俾佢嘅子民。
The Lord gave the promised land to Israel.
主咧已經俾咗應許地俾咗以色列啦。
But they had to fight for it.
但係佢哋都要打嘅喎。
They didn't just walk in and collect the land.
佢哋唔可以就咁行入去咧就得到嗰個地方。
How quickly would they conquer the promised land?
佢哋會幾快可以得到呢個應許地咧
？That depended on them。
咁就在乎佢哋啦。
The more determined, the harder they fought, the quicker they could conquer the promised land。
佢哋越有決心，同埋佢哋咧越打得激烈嘅話，佢哋就越快得到個應許地。
But if they went slowly, it would take years and years before they could conquer the promised land.
但如果佢慢吞吞嘅話咧，佢真係好多年都唔得到呢個應許地。
You see, it was entirely up to the people of Israel.
真係全賴咧以色列嘅人。
God gave them a promise.
主係俾咗應許佢哋。
How quickly they take hold of that promise is up to them.
究竟佢哋有幾咁快啊去得到呢個應許咧，在乎佢哋。
There are many promises in the Bible.
喺聖經都有好多嘅應許。
Have you enjoyed them all?
你有冇咧享受曬佢哋咧？
If not, is it because God failed to keep His promise?
如果唔係嘅話，係咪神咧失信咧
？For example, the Lord said,
好似主話
，If you trust in Him, your life will be completely changed, and the glory of Christ will be manifested in your life.
如果你係相信佢嘅話，你成個生命都會被改變，同埋神嘅榮耀會喺你身上彰顯出嚟。
But is the glory of Christ manifested in your life?
但係究竟基督嘅榮耀係咪喺你身上彰顯出嚟咧？
Maybe a little, maybe a lot.
可能少少，可能都幾多。
In some people, you see the glory very strongly.
喺一啲人咧，你睇見神嘅榮耀好大。
In some people, very little.
喺一啲人咧，只係啲啲啫。
It is the same cross.
都係同一個十字架。
It is the same resurrection.
都係同樣嘅復活。
That makes these things possible.
令到呢啲嘢咧係能夠可以發生。
But why is one person full of the glory of the Lord?
但係點解一個人咧係充滿咗神嘅榮耀
？And the majority is so little.
但係大部分嘅人咁少咧
？Is the responsibility the Lord's or yours？
究竟嗰個責任喺神身上，抑或喺你身上咧
？How quickly can a person be transformed？
一個人係幾快可以被改變咧
？Some people the moment they kneel down before the Lord, they ask the Lord into their lives. Wow, they stand up and they are a new man.
有啲人咧就係當佢跪喺主面前嘅時刻，將佢生命交俾主，哇！佢哋變咗個新人。
And there are some people who have been Christians for 30 years, 50 years.And they are not much better than the newest Christian who has just become a Christian and who doesn't even know what the gospel is about.
但有啲人啊，信咗主三十年或者五十年，佢哋生命反而咧仲唔比一个咧啱信主嘅人好啊。
Why can't we hasten the transformation?
点解我哋唔可以催促啊嗰改变咧
？Of course we can.
当然我哋可以。
But the determination is not there.
但系个决心唔喺度。
You see, this is a problem we constantly deal with.
你睇唔睇到啊？呢个问题我哋成日都系面对嘅。
I see some people, they've been Christians for so long, and I wonder when are they ever going to be transformed?
我見到有啲人啊，佢哋做咗基督徒咁耐，我就自己問啊，究竟佢哋幾時先會被改變？
And I tell you something dangerous.
我講一啲係會好危險嘅。
The longer you wait, the slower the transformation, the harder it will get.
你越等得耐，如果你係越慢被改變嘅話，你越難被改變。
In the spiritual life is as true as in actual life. Strike while the metal is hot.
根本属灵嘅生命同我哋咧喺世界嘅事系一样嘅。我哋打铁要趁热。
When you want to make a sword, you put it in very high heat in the fire.
如果你想整一把剑嘅话咧，你要将佢摆喺好高嘅热度里边。
And then it turns from red until it's white hot in the furnace.
咁佢就喺嗰個爐嗰度咧，由紅色變咗咧係白熱啊。
And then you pull out the sword。
咁你就拎佢出嚟。
And you take the hammer and you beat it。
咁你就攞個錘咧去揼佢。
And the quicker and faster and more determined you work on it while the steel is still white。
咁如果你係越快揼同埋越大力啊，當嗰個鋼咧仍然係白色嘅時候。
But as it gets cooler and cooler, the harder you hit it, the less difference it makes。
如果當佢越嚟越凍嘅時候就算你越打越大力咧，都冇乜分別。
That is why when a person has been a Christian for 20, 30 years, it's almost impossible to change that person anymore.
所以當嗰個人如果做咗基督徒二三十年咧，差唔多可以話冇可能咧再改佢。
God, even God Himself can't do anything with that person anymore.
就算神自己啊，都唔能夠喺嗰個人身上做啲乜。
Unless the Lord puts that person in the furnace and really burns that person up.
除非咧，神真系摆嗰个人咧喺个火炉嗰度，真系烧咗个人。
Maybe that's what they need。
可能呢个就系佢哋所需要。
Hasten the transformation。
催促嗰个改变。
The whole Christian life, as I said to you, as far as the Bible concerned, is dynamic。
整个基督徒生命喺圣经嚟睇咧，应该系有动力嘅。
It's no use saying that I'm waiting, Lord, for you to transform me, as though the responsibility is His, has nothing to do with me。
冇用噶。如果我哋净系坐喺度话主啊，你改变我啦，好似个责任净系喺主身上，唔喺我哋身上咁。
As though if I am not transformed, it's all His fault。
好似咧，如果我哋唔被改变嘅咧，系神嘅责任。
Not only does the transformation depend for its decision, its willingness on your part。
因为啊，嗰个改变啊个肯唔肯啦，同埋嗰个决心咧，系喺我哋嘅身上。
I said the decision. The power is not with you. The power is not with me.But the decision is with you.
我係講個決定啊，唔係講個能力，因為個能力唔喺我哋身上，但係個決定要我哋自己做。
Because even if you desire to be transformed, you can't be changed except by His power.
因為就算咧你好恨被改變啊，但係你唔可以被改變啊，除非因為神嘅能力。
So you can see that not only in regard to His coming, His return, but in every aspect of our Christian life, we can hasten the whole matter.
所以大家看不到，不是只是主再来，在每一个的环节里面，原来我们都可以催促的。
Now I want to mention three main things we can do to hasten the Lord's return.
关于催促主的再来，我想跟大家提三点。
What the scripture teaches us to do.
圣经所教导我们，我们有什么可以做？
There are some things we are very familiar with, but we don't ever seem to understand.
有些事情我们是很熟悉，但好像从来都不明白。
One of the things we are most familiar with is with what is called the Lord's Prayer.
有一个我们是很熟悉的，就是主的祷告。
That's the prayer which begins, Our Father which art in heaven.
就是主祷文，我们在天上的父。
The Lord is teaching us to pray.
主是教我们怎样祷告。
And you remember what is the first?
你记不记得第一句是说什么呢？
Your kingdom come. That is the prayer.
你的国来临啊，这个就是个祷告。
And millions and millions of Christians around the world pray that prayer and don't have the vaguest idea what it means.
成千上万的基督徒都是这样祈祷，但是他们都不知道究竟为什么。
If that prayer does not mean, Lord, hasten your coming, that your kingdom comes on earth, then that prayer doesn't mean anything.
如果他的祷告不是指主啊，你快点来，你的国在地上面成立的话，我真的不知道这个祷告为什么。
What are we praying for when we say Your kingdom come? What are we praying for?
当我哋祈求嘅时候，你嘅国来临，究竟我哋系求紧啲乜嘢咧？
If the coming of His kingdom has all been fixed, you can pray your mouth dry. It wouldn't make any difference.
如果佢嘅国来临啊，系一早已经预定咗嘅话，就算你祈到口水都干啦，根本都冇分别噶啦。
You can pray from morning to night. What's the point of praying that prayer? It's already been fixed.
就算你由朝到晚系咁祈啊，如果佢嘅来临已经预定咗，咁祈嚟有咩用？
If praying makes no difference, then why pray?
如果祈祷啊系冇造成一个分别，点解要祈祷？
Why did the Lord say to his disciples, pray, pray that the kingdom of God will come?
点解主要对佢门徒讲求啦，求佢嘅国会来临
？Precisely because it does make a difference. If all his people say, Lord, your kingdom come, please let your kingdom come.
就是正正因为是会有分别的，如果全部属于主的人都说主啊，求你你的国来临，你快点来。
Yet 2,000 years Christians pray this prayer and don't even know what they're talking about.
2,000 年了，基督徒都是这样求，他们都不知道自己所求的是什么。
You see, I was brought up in a Roman Catholic school.
你知不知道我是在一个天主教的学校长大。
So as a little boy, I learned two prayers.
所以在一个小孩子的时候，我学了两个的祷告。
Hail Mary.
一个就是圣母经。
And our Father.
一个就是天主经。
And that is, I was praying this prayer, our king, thy kingdom come, and I don't know what I was saying.
所以我就是这样祈祷，啊，你的国来临，不过我都不知道我自己求什么。
What you also need to understand about the Lord's Prayer is that it is the equivalent of the Jewish prayer called the Kaddish.
其实主祷文这个祷告呢，是跟犹太人一个祷告 Kaddish 是一样的。
The Kaddish prayer begins in almost exactly the same way.
而嗰个犹太嘅祷文 Kaddish 咧，系同主祷文咧差唔多一样咁样开始嘅。
The important thing about the Kaddish is that it's a daily prayer, and often it is prayed 3 times a day.
而个重要嘅咧就系 Kaddish 咧，佢哋系一日咧祈三次嘅。
So you understand that when the disciples came to the Lord Jesus and said, "Teach us to pray," it's not that they don't know how to pray the Kaddish. They are Jews; they pray that every day.
所以当啲门徒咧就。来到耶稣跟前说主啊你教我祷告不是说他们不懂祈那个 Kaddish 而是
But that is the prayer that they learn to pray every day
因为那个祷告是他们每天都学习去祈祷的
But now they knew that the Lord Jesus came to establish the kingdom of God, a new society.
但他们知道主耶稣会在地上建立另外一个王国，一个新的社会。
They realize that the Kaddish they pray every day is no longer adequate in this new society.
他们就明白到他们每天所祈的 Kaddish 已经不再足够了。当他们是要建立一个新的社会的时候
So you must understand that they are not people who don't know how to pray.
他们不是说不懂祈祷的人。
They were asking for a new prayer which belongs to this new society that Jesus establishes.
他们想要一个新的祷告，是迎合主耶稣所建立这个新的社会。
And that is what the Lord teaches them. Pray that the kingdom of God will come.
所以主耶稣就教他们，你们祈祷，求神的王国会来。
When you pray, do you pray like this?
当你祷告的时候，你是不是这样求呢？
He didn't say to his disciples, pray that the Lord will bless your father and your mother, your family, your job.
但他没有教门徒说，当你求的时候，求主祝福你的父母，祝福你的爸爸妈妈，或者你的工作。
But one of the first things are, let your kingdom come, please.
但第一样的事就是说，求你的国来。
That shows not only the longing in the hearts of the saints,
这样不单止是表达了圣徒心里面的渴望
But the concern of the Lord Jesus himself
也表达了主耶稣自己的关心
Because he would not teach his disciples to pray this unless it was his own concern
他不会教门徒的如果不是他心里面的关心
We are called to help to hasten the return of the Lord himself through intensive prayer
我们是呼召去催促主的再来透过一个很激烈的祷告
And then it goes on in the next phrase, in the next sentence
而在下一句就这样说
How do we hasten the prayer? Not just by prayer And how do we hasten his return? Not just by prayer But by the next sentence Your will be done on earth as in heaven
我们怎样催促他的再来呢不单只是透过祷告在下一句你的旨意会成就
Your will be done on earth as in heaven is exactly another statement about the kingdom coming back.
你的旨意会在地上成就，就好像天上一样，其实是另外一个方法去表达你的国来临。
What will happen when Jesus comes again?
当主再回来，会有什么发生呢？
Just that.
就是这样。
The will of God will be done on earth as it is now being done in heaven.
主的旨意会在地上被成立，被成就就好像在天上一样。
You can say that in that very short prayer of the Lord's Prayer, already two items has to do with hastening the Lord's return.
所以你睇到主祷文咧，就算头嗰两样咧，已经同主催促主嘅再来咧系有关嘅。
Now, what does it mean to have His will done on earth?
咁喺我哋想成就主嘅旨意喺地上系咩意思咧
？It has to do with the previous statement.
系同上一句有关。
Let your name be regarded as holy, your name be sanctified.
让你的名呢是被尊为圣。
You remember the Lord's Prayer? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be, let your name be regarded as holy.
大家记不记得主祷文啊？我们也有提过，让你的名是被尊为圣。
What does that mean?
究竟怎么解呢？
How is it made holy?
怎样可以令主的名被尊为圣？
It has to be made holy through people.
当然是要透过人。
Now you understand what we were talking about yesterday afternoon.
咁你明唔明我哋琴日晏昼所讲嘅嘢啊
？It is made holy by the people who have been made holy.
系要透过嗰啲人去尊主嘅名为圣，而嗰啲人咧系被主咧已经圣化咗啦。
It is in the saints, in the lives of the saints, that He is exalted. If it's not in your life, not exalted in the lives of the saints, where is His name going to be made holy?
就喺圣徒嘅生命中咧，去彰显出。主，我哋去尊佢嘅名为圣。如果唔喺圣徒嘅生命彰显出嚟，喺边度彰显出嚟咧
？God's beauty and His wisdom can be seen in the flowers.
神嘅美丽啊，同埋佢嘅智慧，可以喺啲花朵嗰度睇见。
His power can be seen in His created creatures, like birds and trees and so on.
而佢嘅创造咧，我哋可以睇到，从嗰啲雀仔啊，从佢嘅创造可以睇到。
But where can you see His holiness?
但你喺边度睇到神嘅圣洁咧
？Only in the saints.
只是可以在圣文中看到。
Now you understand John 17:19 that we talked about yesterday afternoon.
所以你明唔明白约翰福音十七章第十九节咧
？I make myself holy so that they may be made holy.
我将我自己分别为圣，好等佢哋都可以成圣。
And when they are made holy, then your name is made holy.
而当佢哋系圣洁嘅时候，你嘅名都可以被人尊为圣。
Because you carry His name.
因为你系带住主嘅名。
Now we understand the Lord's prayer.
我哋依家明白主祷文。
But now we understand it has to do with hastening His return because that's doing His will.
我哋依家明白咧，原来系同催促主再来有关嘅，因为系同做佢嘅旨意有关。
Now clearly there are many elements in doing His will.
当然啦，喺做佢嘅旨意里边系有好多唔同嘅元素。
And of course, the whole process starts with repentance.
而整个嘅过程咧，系要由悔改开始。
So let me summarize what we have said so far.
咁等我咧可以作一个少少嘅总结先。
The first way we hasten the Lord's return.
第一个方法，我哋可以催促主嘅再来。
Is through prayer.
系透过祷告。
A prayer from the heart, the earnest desire for His return.
就系从心里边发出一个好恳切渴望佢翻嚟嘅祷告。
The second thing.
第二件事。
Is to do His will.
就系做佢嘅旨意。
Now, if you are serious about that, you have to know what His will is in order to do it.
如果你系认真嘅话，当然你要知道佢旨意，你先至可以做出嚟啦。
Now we, in order to understand this, have to understand Jewish thinking.
如果我哋要明白呢一方面咧，我哋要明白犹太人嘅思想。
Why do we need to understand Jewish thinking？
点解我哋要明白犹太人嘅思想
呢？ I don't mean Jewish thinking today。
我唔系意思指犹太人今天嘅思想。
What is important for us to understand the Bible is to understand what were the Jewish people thinking at the time when the Bible was being written。
而系咧，当圣经写出嚟嘅时候，嗰啲犹太人嘅谂法啦。
Because this message was being preached to the Jews。
因为这个信息呢是向那些犹太人宣讲的。
And to Jewish believers.
是对那些犹太的信徒讲的。
What was their understanding?
究竟他们当时的明白是什么呢?
Today, you know, it's unfortunate that Christians are very poorly, equipped in understanding early Jewish teaching.
今天很不幸那些很多的基督徒都不是很明白早期犹太人的教导。
The teaching of the rabbis.
那些夫子的教导。
And many times we find that Christian teachers incorrectly expound either the Old Testament or the New because they did not know what the rabbinic teaching on these subjects were.
很多时呢基督徒的教师他们呢就错误地去教导旧约或者新约，因为我们不明白呢当时的夫子的教导。
That is why I have taken trouble over the years to study the rabbinic teaching, the teaching of the rabbis,of the New Testament period.
所以我就用了一些时间真真正正去研读在新约的时候那些夫子的教导。
You see, the Jews are waiting for the return of their Messiah.
你们明白吗？犹太人是等着尼赛亚的来临。
When they are waiting for the return of the Messiah, did they believe the return of the Messiah's date was fixed?
当他们等着尼赛亚的来临，他们是不是相信那一天是已经
Or did they believe that they could hasten the return of the Messiah?
或者他们相信他们可以催促尼赛亚的来临呢？
Well, of course, they believed that they could hasten the return of the Messiah.
当然啦，他们是相信他们可以催促尼赛亚的来临。
The Jews never believed in predestination.
那些犹太人呢，他们是不相信预定论的。
It is taught nowhere in the Old Testament.
在旧约根本就没教过。
That's why they don't believe in it. As simple as that.
所以他们不相信呢？
The Old Testament.Like the New Testament teaches dynamic living.
旧约就正如新约一样，系教一个有动力嘅生活。
And I have checked two important sources for us of rabbinic teaching.
而我咧系查过两个好重要关于夫子嘅教导。
For those in full time, they are quite familiar with what I have said in regard to one of these works.
对于全时间童工，佢哋就会熟悉啦。
That is a work by the famous American scholar called G.F. Moore.
第一个咧系一个美国嘅学者咧 ，G.F. Moore。
In his work called Judaism。
咁佢有一个系 Judaism， 就关于教犹太人嘅教。
There is a more recent and perhaps more important work even than that。
有一个咧系更加近期嘅作品。
Written by a professor called E.E. Erbach。
系由一个嘅博士咧 ，E.E. Erbach。
Who wrote a book called The Sages？
他咧就写咗一本书咧，系叫做《The Sages》，系一啲事迹。
The Sages no, it means wise men, wise people。
系意思指咧一啲系好有智慧嘅人。
Because the rabbis were regarded as sages, that is very wise men who understood the word of God。
因為啲夫子咧係被譽為一啲好有智慧嘅人，佢哋係認識神嘅説話。
You see, because the Jews believed that the true wisdom that any man can have,
因為啲猶太人係相信真真正正嘅智慧咧
，is to understand the Bible，
就係要明白聖經啦。
And therefore, the true sage, the very wise men, are people who deeply understand the Bible, the Word of God。
所以真真正正有智慧嘅人咧，就係嗰啲咧係好深入明白神説話嘅人。
Let me quote to you a few statements.About what the Jews believe regarding the return of the Messiah.
咁我可以咧引用一啲經文，就係嗰啲猶太人相信咧關於彌賽再來嘅。
Or in the case of unbelieving Jews in the first coming of the Messiah.
或者對於嗰啲係唔相信嘅猶太人咧，佢哋係關於第一次主嚟嘅。
Here is one of their statements, and it reads like this.
呢個就係其中一個佢哋所寫嘅。
If Israel were to repent, but a single day.The son of David, that is the Messiah, would come immediately. If Israel were to repent for one day,
如果以色列咧係會悔改一日嘅話
then the son of David,
咁大衛之子
who is the Messiah,
就係嗰個彌賽亞咧
would come immediately,
就會即刻翻嚟
You see, they understood there is something they can do, and that is to repent.
所以大家睇唔睇到？佢哋明白到有啲嘢佢哋可以做嘅，就係去悔改。
If only their whole life was lived in repentance for one day only, the Messiah would come.
如果佢哋整個嘅生命啊，淨係一日啫，佢哋係住喺悔改裏邊咧，嗰個彌賽亞會嚟啊。
And as I look through their writings, time and again they stress this word repentance.
當我去睇佢哋嘅寫作嘅時候，好多時悔改呢個字就出現。
If you want to hasten the Lord's return, then repent of the sinful ways.
如果你真係想催促主嘅再來，咁你就要從你罪嘅行徑上面悔改。
Repent of your self-centered life.
咁你就要悔改，唔好再活喺一個自我中心嘅生活裏。
Repent that every day when you get up, right to the end of the day, your whole life revolves around yourself.
因為由一早上至到我哋瞓覺，我哋成個人都係。圍住自己氹氹轉。
You know, the Jewish teaching is exactly the same as the Bible, New Testament teaching.
大家知唔知猶太教導同新約教導其實一樣。
Let me read to you two places which say exactly the same thing in the New Testament.
咁我可以咧讀喺新約兩個地方，其實係講同一樣嘢嘅。
The first is in Acts chapter 3.
第一個咧就喺使徒行傳第三章。
And you read it for yourself.
你可以自己讀。
To see whether this is so. Chapter 3 of Acts, verses 19 to 21.
在使徒行传第三章19至到21节。
And there you will see the connection between repentance and the return of the Lord.
你就会见到悔改和主再来的关系。
I ask our sister Karen to read it for us in Cantonese.
我会在第三章19到21节读给大家听。所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹。这样那安舒的日子就必从主前来到，主也必差遣所预定给你们的基督耶稣降临，天必留他，等到万物复兴的时候，就是神从创世以来藉着圣先知的口所说的。
You see that in verse 20, that God may send Jesus Christ, that he may send him. Jesus has already been.
大家看不看到啊？这里第二十节讲神呢会派耶稣基督来啊。
But you must notice that Jesus has already come at this time.
但你要留意到，其实主耶稣已经来了。
So what does it mean?
所以究竟这句是什么呢?
Of course that he may send Jesus the second time.
当然是解的，神可以再派耶稣来第二次。
To establish God's kingdom on earth.
去建立呢在神在地上面的国。
But what must be done for the Lord to send Jesus again the second time?
咁究竟啊，我哋有咩需要做，令到神咧系再第二次派耶稣嚟咧
？That's what it said in verse 19. Repent.
咁就喺第十九节所讲悔改啊。
And then God will send His refreshing.
咁神咧就会再俾我哋有安舒嘅日子。
He will send Jesus.
佢会派耶稣。
The second time.
第二次嚟。
You see, that's the biblical teaching, and the Jews understood it perfectly correctly.
大家睇唔睇到啊？呢个系圣经嘅教导，而啲犹太人咧系十分明白呢个道理。
Now look at it, a second verse, right in our very passage where we take our camp theme from.
咁我哋咧可以睇第二节嘅经文，就系嗰个经文，系我哋今次嘅营嘅主题嗰度攞出嚟嘅。
Second Peter chapter 3.
彼得嘅后书第三章。
And verse 19.
第十九节。
Look at it one more time, but this time notice the word repentance.
彼得后书三章十九。
Verse
9. 哦，对唔住，三章第九节。
Karen would read for us.
第九节，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是耽言，其实不是耽言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Here again you see repentance as a necessary preparation. This time the repentance refers to the whole world.
大家睇唔睇到啊？呢度又有悔改嘅出现，就系好似一个预备。呢个悔改咧系指整个世界嘅。
But the first time it was addressing the Jews.
而第一次咧系对啲犹太人讲嘅。
And it is after talking about this repentance that it goes on to speak about hastening the Lord's return.
而就系咧讲完悔改之后咧，就有讲点样催促主嘅再来。
So let's summarize this second point.
所以咧，我要总结第二点啦。
We saw then that in this second point it says, "Let your will be done on earth."
第二点就系话咧，让你嘅旨意喺地上咧系成就。
If God's will is to be done on earth at this time, who is going to do it?
如果主嘅旨意啊，今次喺地上成就，边个去做咧
？Again, it's you and me, the saints.
当然系你同埋我啲圣徒啦。
If His will is not being done on earth by us, so who is going to do it?
如果佢嘅旨意喺地上啊，唔系我哋去成就，咁边个做咧
？And what is the specific content of that will?
咁究竟佢旨意里边嘅内容系点咧
？The first thing is repentance.
第一样嘢系悔改。
Repentance must begin with me and with you.
悔改一定要由你同我开始。
I must let the Holy Spirit search into my heart to see where am I out of tune with the Lord.
我一定要让圣灵去搜索我嘅内心，睇下我有冇嘢咧系同主唔协调。
And once that is sorted out, what is the next step?
如果嗰样嘢已经搞掂咗，下一步系乜咧
？Then, like the apostles, I preach that message to everyone around.
就好似个使徒咁样啦，佢就去传福音，去到周围嘅人都知道。
Calling everyone to repentance，
叫每一个人都去悔改。
It said the Jewish writing says if Israel would keep the Sabbath just for one day, the Messiah will come。
嗰啲犹太人就话啦，若果佢哋咧系能够守安息日只系一日咋，嗰个弥赛亚就会翻。
That is another aspect of doing God's will.
呢个就系另外一方面，我哋可以做主嘅旨意。
Repent and keep God's word. In this case, His Sabbath, just for one Sabbath day.
就系悔。